Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text Number 4, Translation Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Every year the farmer plows over his grain field completely, uprooting all weeds. Nonetheless, the seeds are there, not being completely burned, again come up with the plants sown in the field. Even after being ploughed under, the weeds come up densely. Similarly, the gross ashram is a field of fruitive activity. Unless the desire to enjoy family life is completely burnt out, it grows up again and again. Even the camphor may be removed from the pot nonetheless retains the aroma of the camphor. As long as the seeds of desire are not destroyed, fruitive activities are not destroyed. Unless one's desires are completely transferred to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the desire for family life continues, even after one has taken sannyas. Sometimes in our society, ISKCON, a person out of sentiment may take sannyas, but because his desires are not burned completely, he again takes to family life. Even at the risk of losing his prestige and disgracing his good name, these strong desires can be burned out completely when one fully engages in the service of the Lord in devotional service. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayan Rupa Kadamayam Dagati Svatadantakam Vandeham Sri Gura Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagam Raghunadhanatam Pansajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagam Lalita Sri Satamitancha Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dhyana, Bandhu, Jagatpate, Bhupesha, Gopika, Kanta, Nada, Kanta, Namaste, Tapta, Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe, Vrindavaneshwari, Rishabhanu, Chite, Devi, Pranamami, Haripri, Vancha, Kalpataru, Jasya, Krupa, Sindhu, Bhayavacha, Paditanam, Pavane, Dhyamishta, Dhyamama, Jai, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So what is told in this sloka is that it is not easy to give up bodily desires or sense gratification. So as long as the body is there, the body is influencing us, pushing us to enjoy. The nature of the soul is to enjoy. So if you don't have spiritual enjoyment, you have to come down or fall down to material enjoyment. There is no alternative. We cannot keep quiet. Either we have to be engaged in spiritual activities or we have to be engaged in material activities. If the material activities are not there, if the spiritual activities are not there, then we will have to engage in some kind of material activity. That means anyone who wants to become liberated, anyone who wants to be free from Maya, you should have knowledge and practice both. You should have proper knowledge, clear knowledge. Like we say in this world, many times people are disappointed or frustrated, so they call it smasana vairagya and prasuti vairagya. Smasana vairagya means when somebody dies in the house, then for a little time, what is all life about? Ultimately, life is like this. It's all. But it is not real vairagya. It is only temporary because you got a shock, you got a hit. So temporarily, just like when you are in an accident, you break your leg, and it's such a terrible pain, and you don't feel like living. Instead of experiencing this kind of terrible pain, better that I die, I don't live. But when he's cured, he forgets everything. And then again he makes plans to enjoy. There is risk for accident again. So that means no matter what your bitter experiences in life, still you cannot give up enjoyment in the world. There is so much heat or cold or failure or litigations or disease or poverty. Even a person cannot turn to vairagya, he cannot turn to renunciation, because the desire to enjoy is there. So he is hoping, today I don't have happiness, today I am very tense and miserable, but maybe the good days, the political leaders try to fool public like that. Now the good days are ahead, please elect us to the post. And because we have desires, so believe them, because we have desires. If you have knowledge and if you have no desires, you don't trust them. You can give another simple example. If you are a greedy man, so the bank will give you, say for 100 rupees, the bank will give you 7 rupees interest, say. How much the bank will give interest? Sailenji, it's called bank, kitna interest deti? What is the interest rate? Yeah, maybe 8%. Per year. Fixed deposit. So, for a fixed deposit, you get 8 rupees per 100 rupees of deposit. If somebody tells you that you give me 100 rupees, I will give you every month 8 rupees. In a year, you get 8 rupees per 100. But if somebody says, per month I will give 8 rupees out of 100. Then you become very greedy. But that is not practical, because bank is giving per year, per 100. And this fellow is saying per month, per 100. And if you are a greedy man, you become befool, oh, I will get so much money, so let us put money here. And you will take all your 100 rupees also and go away. It is not practical that he can give you like that. But because we are greedy, we believe that you cannot calculate properly, you cannot estimate properly, because greed will, you lose your intelligence when you are a greedy man. Just like the stories are there, this is a story from Tolstoy. Tolstoy was a Nobel laureate, and he has written certain moral stories for the children. And there was a poor Brahmin, means he's a learned man. This poor Brahmin, he approached the king for help. The king told him, I will give you an opportunity with a condition. At 6 o'clock time you should come back to me. Till 6 o'clock, whatever area, circle, you walk around and come back, I will give charity that land. It's good, just he has to walk for some time, and whichever area he walks around, and then that he will give. So this man started walking, and then he became greedy. If I walk a bigger circle, I will get more. So like that, he was going, not seeing the time, but he's hoping that he'll claim bigger tract of land. And then he saw that now in 1 hour time it's going to be 6 o'clock. So he started running to get so that he can. But it is not practical that you can run in 1 hour 30 kilometers, not practical. So that guy, running, he fell down. He could not reach. The king gave him the opportunity that you should be reasonable. I will walk for 4 hours, and in 4 hours I will walk back. That's proper calculation. It is greedy. He lost everything. Similarly, one beggar was worshipping Lord Shiva, and Parvati, Mother Parvati, was very kind. So he was praying and praying, kindly give him something. Then both of Shiva and Parvati, they came down, and Shiva told the beggar, so I will give you as much gold as you want, but on one condition, that you take in your jewelry, in your cloth, whatever it can, but if it breaks and like that, then you lose everything. This is what I told him. And he started pouring gold coins into them. And this man, please put two more like that. Greedy, I'm getting a just easy opportunity to make money to gold. And then finally, the cloth got torn. And then Shiv Shankar, Shiv Parthi, they disappeared, and nothing was there because this man was greedy. last chapter. So the point is, we get so much unhappiness in life, but still, because we cannot control our senses, we hope that maybe I will become, in the future I will become happy. But that day will never come, because we don't have spiritual knowledge, and we don't know how to practice spiritual life. So people do the same thing again and again. That's what it is mentioned here in this sloka. That everybody in this world, he finds life a struggle, sometime or the other. And sometime in life, all of us have frustration, difficulty. From that we should learn a lesson. I should not try to enjoy material happiness. Just like when you put your finger in the fire, it burns. You don't put your finger again. That is the case with fire. But regarding sense enjoyment, we enjoy senses and we see the trouble, or we see the evanescent nature or temporary nature of material pleasures. So immediately we should stop. I have enjoyed this and that, but I did not become happy from that. I did not become happy all the time. So there is no point in doing the same thing over and over again. So the desire to enjoy life is not incorrect. The desire to enjoy life, it's a correct idea. But everyone here in this world wants to enjoy their life. But in ignorance, you try to enjoy sense gratification, and in enlightenment, you get real enjoyment. That's why we say, tad vijnanardham sagurum eva vigashe. You should not foolishly waste your time and suffer in this world. Everyone should go to a spiritual master, and you discuss with him, you find out from him. Anything you want to do in life, go and discuss. My mind is saying like this, and kindly you guide me. Just like Arjun told so many things to Krishna in the beginning, but he became confused because he is faced with reality. We know that sense gratification, it brings us trouble. But we cannot give up sense gratification. We want happiness, but we don't know where to find happiness. Whenever we are in ignorance, we should go out and find out. No? Just like when you have a disease, you don't go to the medical shop and buy medicine yourself. Because you don't know for what disease, what medicine you have to use. It's not that there is a medical shop and you buy any medicine and you take. It doesn't work. So you want happiness in life, and from your experience, you have not found it. By eating, you did not find complete happiness. You did not find everlasting happiness. So we want happiness all the time. And we want happiness that is complete. Suppose You get happiness by watching TV. There is some happiness in watching TV, entertainment. But you are becoming hungry, or your eyes are paining. So how long you can watch TV? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. Then your eyes will begin to water, they begin to pain, and they become very red, because you cannot go on seeing like this. Not possible. Like, you know, that our people were saying yesterday, Srinivas Shyam, and also that Muslim mayor, Ati. You cannot do anything Ati. Ati sarvatra varjayet, the scriptures say. Only spiritual happiness, you can do it all your life. Anything else, you cannot do it all the time. But because we don't know what is real enjoyment, we start taking liquor and you become a drunkard and you ruin your health, you ruin your reputation, and you ruin your home and wealth. So you started with enjoyment, but everything collapsed. Similarly, any material enjoyment, you take eating as an enjoyment. You eat because it is tasty, you eat more. You become obese, you become fat. And when you become fat, then there is burden on your heart, there is burden on your blood vessels, and you get blood pressure and heart attack and like that. So you wanted to enjoy food, but now you are into many diseases. So the disease will be there, you have to stop that overeating and like that. So, similarly, the sex life is there. For children, you get married, have children, that much. So you cannot have children without sex life. Not possible. That means when you want children, automatically you are getting enjoyment from the sex life also. But if you think, let me not have children, but more enjoyment only from sex, the result is that you lose your head. You become a dull fellow, and your body has no resistance, because the body is working according to nature's laws. See, if you violate nature's laws, immediately there will be a reaction. So, even in family life, without desiring for children, and it becomes an addiction or a habit for you, and the result is that you become good for nothing in life. You cannot attempt spiritual life because your mind is, it doesn't have the capacity, energy. And if you go beyond that, like sometimes people make relations with more than one partner, and then they get into more trouble, they get some STD, some sex-linked diseases, to the point of AIDS and things like that, they will just die a miserable death. That untimely death and horrible death. And he started initially to enjoy it, and it ended up in a complete mess, because he doesn't know where to look for happiness. So you take any happiness in the world, you see that a person has not become happy that way. You bring one man in the world, you bring one man who has become happy without spiritual path. So you go to spiritual people, and they are doing 24 hours all their life. They are healthy, and they are satisfied because they are getting real happiness. What is real happiness? The nature of the soul. The nature of the soul is happiness. So your nature is happiness, but you are looking from the body. You are looking in the material world outside. Because we are in ignorance. So you go to a guru. You go to a guru, my dear sir, I tried food, I tried sex, I tried this, that, liquor, cigarette, but I did not find complete happiness, everlasting happiness, I did not find. That means what? There is no happiness in the world. In Nyaya, logic. Say, you want to love somebody, but they cheat you, or there is no reciprocation. That means what? There is nothing like love. No, there is, but you are looking in a wrong place. I am selfish, you are selfish. And I come to you to exploit you. And soon you will realize that this man is not making me happy, but he is only exploiting me. Because no outside person can give you happiness. So people get married, and then in the course of time they will learn, my partner cannot make me happy, not possible. Because both are in ignorance. So that will not work. So your search for happiness is not wrong. Because by Vedanta Sutra, Anandamayo Vyasat, search for happiness is the birthright of every living entity, not only human beings. Trees are looking for happiness. Suppose you keep a tree in darkness, it searches for light. So, if the window is this side, you put the tree in the room, which is straight to begin with, and you come after a few days and see. Okay, it is searching for happiness, it is searching for light, where it can survive, where it can get nourishment, chlorophyll. Similarly, you take a fire stick to a spider. You know, daily we catch spiders here. They also become very expert. It pretends to be dead, so that we don't notice it. They develop their own techniques. And they know that every day you are coming at 6 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock it disappears from there, it will go and hide. They don't want to die, they don't want to suffer. That means from ant to most intelligent man, everybody is looking for preservation and happiness. Like, we don't want to die, we don't want to suffer. These are the two things. While living, we don't want to suffer, and if possible, we don't want to die. But common sense, you cannot avoid suffering. You cannot stop death. That means, why are you wasting time? You don't want to die, but you have to die. You don't want to suffer, but you have to suffer. That means you have to change your approach to life. It is called spiritual life. The soul's nature is happiness. The soul's nature is, it is eternal. So you come back to your spiritual life. That solves the problem. That's what Prabhupada called humbug civilization, humbug. All this world is bogus civilization. People are encouraging everything material. Go to US, get PhD, get married, do this, do that, do everything. But nobody is encouraging, because they don't know what is spiritual life. If you know spiritual life, you know what Krishna conscious parents, what they do? Like Prabhupada's parents. Prabhupada's parents were great devotees. And Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Dev. Prabhupada's father was every day, there was Radha going to the temple up in their colony in Ultadanga in Calcutta. So Prabhupada's father, every day he will go before Radha Govinda Dev and he will pray. He says, I am suffering. I don't want my son to suffer. So he was praying to Radha Rani. Because that time everybody was going to England. All educated people, they were going for higher studies in England. And Prabhupada's father was praying to Radha Rani. Radha Rani, kindly, you don't make my son a barrister. You don't make my son a worldly man. And kindly, you make my son your pure servant. He was praying. And also, he was giving opportunity to his son, Abhay Charan Dev. He was engaging from childhood. So parents who are Krishna conscious, because they are saying how family life is full of tensions, worries, and difficulties. So they pray like in ISKCON, Krishna conscious parents, they want to provide opportunities to their children. I did not get in my childhood the opportunity to worship Krishna. At least I am now understanding at this age that Krishna is the only real shelter. Yesterday I was discussing. Everyone in this world is simply for exploiting others. Suppose a man and woman get married. If the woman is not completely trying to serve the man, then the man will neglect the woman. Because she is not cooperating with me, just abandon. So, Krishna is the real well-wisher. Krishna is the real caretaker. We believe fallible soldiers, that parents will protect us. Maybe parents will protect till they are alive. After that, we will protect you. And you think the husband may protect you, but the husband may not be a proper person, or the husband may be a selfish man, or he cannot change his nature, and you are in trouble. So that means you may do a job, you may get married, but don't have over expectations in life. Because scriptures say, no one in this world has become happy without his connection with God. That's what scriptures they say, whether you are a brahmachari, whether you are a grihastha, whether you are a vanaprastha or a sannyasi. So Prabhupada mentioned here, you may take sannyas, but if you don't have knowledge and if you are not serious about your practice, you cannot remain a sannyasi. Because enjoyment is our nature. If you are not having right knowledge and you don't apply it, that is called practice. If you don't apply it seriously, then your mind will take you on a trip. You will make some mistake. If you are not enjoying spiritual life, you have to go. It's a must. Either you enjoy material life or you enjoy spiritual life. And whether you are married or unmarried, life doesn't change much. Still, that's why you call ashram. Everything is an ashram. Brahmachari ashram. And you may be brahmachari, and still, if you don't want to violate the dharma. So many people are not married, but they are doing so many nonsense things. So that means they are not brahmachari, they are bogus. Similarly, people are grihastha, like yesterday Srinivas, griha medhi and grihastha ashram. If you are not Krishna conscious, you may look like staying with one woman, but you are a griha medhi, because you don't have any discipline in life. So simply attach it to man and woman, and the result is that miserable. If something happens to the woman, the man becomes miserable. Nothing happened to him, but something happened to his wife, which he cannot stop. Our misery will suffer anyway, but somebody else's misery also will suffer, because we have not become attached to Krishna, but we have become attached to somebody else. So human life means one should know Krishna and one should develop attachment. So Prabhupada has given beautiful 2-3 examples here. One is camphor, the other is the weeds, and the third is the seed. Prabhupada has given the example. What is camphor? Suppose you don't like camphor smell, and you remove the camphor. So you have removed the camphor, but the nature of the camphor is that whichever place it touches, it gets absorbed. So you may remove the camphor, but the smell of camphor still continues to be there. And it takes some time. All those atoms, then after some time completely everything is evaporated. But immediately you remove camphor, and immediately it doesn't stop. The smell will still be there. So similarly, unless we are 24 hours, we are in Krishna consciousness, you will be all right. And then if you try to relax, immediately Maya will enter your life. That's why you may be sitting quiet, but your mind should be thinking of Krishna. That's why a devotee is never idle. Because I am tired, I may be taking rest, but my mind is not taking rest. My mind is still smarana, you know, thinking about Krishna. When I get energy again, when I become fresh again, I want to do this for Krishna. Like that, the mind should be thinking. People who don't know this art, I work and they go to, now let me relax. We did Radha Yatra now, now let me just relax. No Mangalarti, and no chanting, because I am exhausted. That means you have not understood what is Krishna consciousness. If you have worked hard in Radha Yatra, with proper understanding, you become very ecstatic. Just like we also, I am 60 years old, and like everybody, we are running around. And then Radha Yatra is over, now my mind is thinking how to put things back in place. Because your energy is still there. If you are just without Krishna, you are working, I am forced to do this, I am forced to do that. Just like this lady is coming and asking Revati. Now Radha Yatra is over, I have to meet 150 people. That means actually she worked with remembering Krishna. Then your energy will remain. But if you are doing it as a work, not remembering Krishna, then naturally you break down. Let's say Prabhupada was so old, 83 years old, and people try to tell him, Prabhupada, you are so old, please don't take, Prabhupada, don't call me an old man. Prabhupada used to object, don't call me an old man, because his spirit was so strong. My body may collapse, my body may be old, but till I die, I want to work for Krishna. That means he's a completely spiritual man. No? So that is the nature of spiritual life. You transcend the body. These things don't affect you so much. So that is the nature of Krishna. So camphor, And you remove the camphor, but still the smell will be there, and it takes time. Similarly, when a farmer plows the field, you remove all the wheat plants, but seeds are there, and you put your crop and you try to water, the seeds also grow, but the seeds are not removed. Similarly, just stopping enjoyment physically, that is not the solution. But you should have a positive engagement. That means there should not be any time for your mind to go back to material desires. That means 24 hours you have to be doing something for Krishna. That way you will not allow the material desires to put pressure on you. And the third example, Prabhupada gave the seed, burned seed. Suppose the seeds are there, you put them in the soil and water them, they will sprout. But suppose you fry a seed completely, it is also seed, fried seed. And then you put it in the ground and water it, because the life is fried out, so it will not germinate anymore. So similarly, when you are attracted to Krishna and you are enjoying, then nothing can make you fall down in life. There may be many attractions and temptations compared to the unlimited happiness that comes from serving Krishna. But the scriptures compare mango leaf, raw mango and ripe mango. When you taste ripe mango, you want the juice again and again. The ripe mango is delicious, but if you chew mango leaves, the smell may be good, but you cannot eat mango leaves or raw mango. It may give some taste, but how much you can take. So similarly, material life is compared to mango leaf. It looks like, but you don't really get. And mental happiness, watching cinemas, and reading books, doing research, it will look like it. But that will not satisfy you, because the soul needs spiritual activity. Let's say here, Jadabharata is instructing King Rauhan that if you are not serving Krishna, then the Maya will take you to work for her 24 hours. So parents who are Krishna conscious, we are suffering in our life, but let our children not suffer. We should provide them more and more Krishna conscious opportunities. They are real parents. Let our children be happy, and after this life, let them go back to Krishna. We don't want our children to suffer here and come back here and suffer again and again. So Krishna conscious parents, they always encourage their children, all right, good. Because the risk is there in life, but if you are dependent on Krishna, Prabhupada said, king has no guarantee, the millionaire has no guarantee that he will become happy. But a Krishna conscious person, because Krishna knows at what time to give what. You are a millionaire, but your karmas are not good. With all your millions, you die a horrible death. You may be a king, but if your karmas are not good, and you may be cruelly, you may be murdered, you are king, but because times are not good for you. But a Krishna conscious person, you may be a beggar, but because behind there is Krishna, whenever you need something, it will come immediately, because Krishna is supplying. It looks like today I don't have anything, tomorrow I want something, and by the time tomorrow, and Krishna has provided that. That's how things happening. So that's why Krishna is saying, Bhoktaram Yajnatapasam Sarvalokamayasaram Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. So it's not that we just like a parrot, you recite the slokas. Krishna is saying, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. The more you turn to Krishna, the more you become dependent on Krishna, the more you serve Krishna, and you have the real protection life. have no doubts about that. No? People try to hold on to fallible. Suppose you get married, tomorrow your husband may die in accident. Again you are a widow again. Or your personalities, because naturally no two people can agree. No, everybody can see in their life. Like these are my disciples, but sometimes they fight with me. And then they correct themselves. No, I should not fight with Guruji. No, they are the beginnings. Every disciple tries to argue, fight, becomes upset. And then slowly, what he told is for my good only. And he will come back again, like that. So that is the nature. No two people can agree. But in Krishna consciousness, because nobody has any, suppose I am asking him, do this seva, do that seva. It is for his benefit. And it is his time is engaged in Krishna consciousness. Only insincere devotees feel bad, why I am told to do this, do that. But sincere devotees, they say that I should do whatever I can so that I will be protected from Maya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.